3. Mismanagement by objectives. The need for fresh approaches. The state of mind which furnishes the driving power here resembles that of the devotee or the lover. The long-sustained effort is not inspired by any set plan or purpose. Its inspiration arises from a hunger of the soul. Albert Einstein, in his preface to Max Planck's book, Where is Science Going? For the first time in history, there is a growing dissatisfaction that the research enterprise is not as productive as it used to be. It seems to be becoming staid and might be in need of a boost. In the United States, the report to Congress by the House Committee on Science on September the 24th, 1998, Unlocking Our Future Towards a New National Science Policy, said, "However, if limited funding and intense competition for grants causes researchers to seek funding only for safe research, the R&D enterprise as a whole will suffer. Because innovation and creativity are essential to basic research, the federal government should consider allocating a certain fraction of these grant monies specifically for creative, groundbreaking research." In the European Union, the European Commission's New and Emerging Science and Technology Adventure Initiative provided funding for visionary research across a very wide spectrum of science and technology and with an orientation toward the long term. However, applicants must satisfy two conditions. One, that the research supported lies clearly outside the domains covered by the thematic priorities. And two, that the research supported is high novelty, is highly ambitious, and has a high risk, high impact character. The expected impact of adventure projects was judged in the first instance on scientific and technical capability. But this must be in areas where societal or economic benefits may be expected in the long term.